It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey, holding it down in New York City. Be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hope you're enjoying your Friday. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you've had a good one. Hope you're getting ready for the weekend. We talked about a lot so far. The New York Mets are in action right now. Mets are beating the Dodgers 11-6. It's the bottom of the eighth. The Dodgers are going to be down to their final three outs. New York Mets look like they're getting ready to force a game six in Los Angeles on Sunday. And meanwhile, in Cleveland, Ohio, the New York Yankees, they blew it yesterday. Had a chance to go up 3-0 against the Guardians. Blew two-run home runs by Judge and Stanton going back-to-back. And Guardians, Fry, Noel, they keep them in the game. The Yankees are trying to go up 3-1. And the Guardians are trying to tie up the series. I want to call the field the Jake so bad. But I don't even know. Is it still Progressive Field? I don't know. You change up the damn name so much. Still a beautiful baseball stadium. Anyway, they're trying to tie the series up at 2-2. They are minutes away from first pitch. Yep, still Progressive Field. So we'll keep you up to date on the Yankees and Guardians as that game gets ready to kick off. Meanwhile, I told you the New York Mets, 11-6. Right now, they're trying to get some insurance runs up on the board against the Dodgers so they can go back to L.A. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much to Matt Verderam for Sports Illustrated for joining us earlier on to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, America's Game of the Week. We got a rematch between Kansas City and the San Francisco 49ers. We got a lot of other good games. Things of note. Ricky Pearsall is going to be back in that game, making his NFL debut. Last time we saw him on a football field, he was playing for the Gators. Then he got shot. The guy got shot in downtown San Francisco. He'll be making his debut. Nick Chubb is going to be returning for the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are absolutely awful. They got a record of 1-5. Their offensive line stinks. But Nick Chubb is going to be back. We heard from Tony Bennett earlier today why he decided to walk away from Virginia. We talked about that beatdown that the Denver Broncos gave to the New Orleans Saints. So we've had a busy, busy show. And we'll continue to get into some football. We just talked about Saquon Barkley making his return to New York to take on the Giants, his first appearance as a member of the Eagles back in the Meadowlands. MetLife, to be specific. So we have so much more to do. You know what? We talked about Saquon with the Eagles going back to beat up on the New York Giants. Let's talk about a good game. Let's talk about a game that'll actually be fun to watch. And Matt Verderam, you know, we alluded to it, but let's get into some other good games. How about this? We have the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings. NFC North matchup. Minnesota still undefeated. Lions are 4-1. They just smoked Dallas on Sunday, 47-9. The offense is absolutely lighting everybody up, whether it be in the air or on the ground with David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs. The Lions are just scoring the hell out of the ball. They got the number one offense in the entire NFL. And the defense for the Lions, especially on the secondary, it's improved from where it was last year. You got a guy like Kirby Joseph. This guy, it's like he's grabbing an interception in every single game. And so when you got old gambling Dan Campbell out there, You going to bet against them? They're going to light it up, but is Dan going to ruin it at the end? And the Minnesota Vikings, let's be real, they're 5-0. The offense is fifth. Defense is ranked fourth. But do you really deep down trust Sam Darnold? You know, I asked this to Matt Verderam. There comes a point in time where I just believe he's going to turn into a pumpkin. I think Sam Darnold is, he's going to continue to have a good year. He's going to have his ups and downs. He's going to have that 170-yard game. I mean, this one against, you know, with Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, by the way, he torches the Lions in eight games. He has 1,073 yards passing, receiving, I should say, in eight games. He lights them up. I just think in a key moment, Sam Darnold is going to turn into a pumpkin. I don't think he is that guy. Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, he says, you know what? We're undefeated. We're 5-0. We got the best record in the division for now. Kevin O'Connell says, we good. We ready for this game.
Been a good practice week and like where our team's at. Very excited for the challenge and, you know, re-emphasizing just what how much our home field means to us, the environment we have there, expecting our fans to be the same as they always are, which is phenomenal. But really good team coming in. We need a great environment to make it as hard as we can on them this weekend.
Okay. They need it all. They need Sam Darnold to continue what he's been doing. 1,100 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But I mean, in that last game that we saw from Sam Darnold taking on them terrible New York Jets, he didn't have the greatest game. 180 yards and an interception. He's gonna get into a passing battle here with the Detroit Lions. They're going to have themselves a good old-fashioned shootout. Are the Minnesota Vikings going to be able to keep up with the Lions, though? I don't know about that. I'll tell you this much. Aaron Jones, running back for the Minnesota Vikings, former running back for the Packers. Aaron Jones says, we believe in Sam Darnold. This is what he told Jim Rome.
He's been a great leader. He's came in since day one and commanded the offense, commanded the huddle, commanded the team. But he's a fun guy to be around. Throws in a little jokes here and there, but when it comes down to it, he's serious and ready to go. And I've said it during OTAs. I said, man, he can really throw the ball. I said, we got something, you know. And people kind of looking at me crazy when I said it, but we believed in him since he's gotten here. And I think that sometimes that's all you need is people to believe in you.
Oh man. Hickey, when an athlete gets referred to as a fun guy, I think he's not a fun guy.
Really? You don't think Sam Darnold has a personality or brings some life to the locker room?
I've seen him. I think he's a fun guy. I've seen him around. I've seen him in social events. When I hear fun guy, I think about Kawhi Leonard. Right?
It's like the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. So when you say somebody's a fun guy, first thing that comes to my mind is, hey, I know Kawhi. He says he's a fun guy. what does that mean? I don't know. Does Kawhi, is he still a basketball player? Does he count?
Technically, he is still a basketball player.
Okay.
But only by technicality.
Uh-huh. I just making sure. Hey, Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely. I know somebody who is a fun guy. I don't know what the hell you call him. The head coach of the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell. He's quite eccentric. Let's put it that way. We knew that from day one when he gave us the biting kneecaps and ankles and eye gouging. He is not Nick Sirianni. Let's put it that way. This man, Dan Campbell, dealing with a lot. The Detroit Lions are 4-1. They're trying to compete for a Super Bowl. We saw Aiden Hutchinson go down. And that smashing against the Dallas Cowboys, he broke his leg. People are saying that, oh, he's not done yet. Maybe if they get to the Super Bowl, he's going to come back. And I'm like, oh, why are we even thinking about that? Let him get healthy first. So trying to figure out how you plug that hole, you don't. Everybody collectively has to step up. You should be so lucky if somebody steps up and fills a role and now there's some type of sack master. You know, people are saying, oh, they should trade for Hassan Reddick. For what? And pay him what? How? please tell me how it makes financial sense, because it doesn't. They're going to have to continue on with what they have. Their offense is enough. And Dan Campbell, he says enough. He said, listen, we can still win the Super Bowl without Aiden Hutchinson.
Listen, my job is to coach what's here, and I'm going to coach the hell out of them, and we are as a staff. And so, yeah, I do. And if we get somebody, great. If we don't, these are our guys, and the coaches know that. This is what we came into camp with. This is why we develop talent, and it's the next man up, and they got to be ready to go.
That's the way football works, right? It's a meat grinder. Next man up. It's really that damn simple. I'm going to go with the Lions in this game. I just don't believe in Sam Darnold. I think Minnesota, yeah, they're going to go to the postseason. They're going to go to the playoffs. But Sam Darnold, he still has that gunslinger in him. He's going to have, when the going gets tough, he's going to throw that wrong ball to the wrong team. And he might do that in a big spot against the Lions. I would bet on that. Sam Darnold's going to throw an interception. Hickey, if there was money to be wagered, I'd put it down that he throws at least one INT.
I like it. Is he going to say he's seeing ghosts afterwards, too, or is that only reserved for when he's the Jets quarterback?
I think he's learned from the New York Jets experience.
Smart.
You think him and Geno Smith, you think they have like a chat together? Where they go, oh, man, like him, Geno, Zach Wilson, you think they got like a chat?
And just laugh at the Jets?
Yeah, look at what these bums are doing. You know, like,
look at us now.
Yeah, even Zach Wilson, he's like, oh, look at me. I'm on the bench. It's better being on the Jets. Oh, my God.
There was a point, remember, where he didn't want to come off the bench
for
the
right.
Jets. It was that bad.
Yeah, he's like, I'll stay. Did Juan Soto just hit a home run? Oh, my God, so much offense. Oh, my goodness. A two-run home run for Juan Soto. The New York Yankees getting off to a fast start here, leading the Guardians 2-0. Yeah, might as well. No heart attacks today. You know, the New York Mets smashing the Dodgers down to their final three outs here. New York Yankees starting off hot. You know what? Detroit and Minnesota, that's not the only good game that we have. How about this one? We have the Texans. And we got the Packers, two young quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud from Houston, Jordan Love from Green Bay. The Texans are 5-1. The Packers are 4-2. Last time we saw the Packers, they put up 34 points against the Arizona Cardinals. And it's not just the offense and Jordan Love flinging the ball all over the place, has 12 touchdowns, even though he missed that game. Defense for the Packers has improved as well. Xavier McKinney, he's going to be out there trying to pick off C.J. Stroud. This man has an interception in every single game. Meanwhile, the Texans are trying to prove and show to everybody that, yeah, we might be young, but we're here. We're here to play. You can talk about the Baltimores and the Bills and the Kansas Cities, but we're in that same damn space. Nico Collins is out with a hammy. You got to look at who's there. Stephon Diggs now has to step up. The Texans and Packers are going to have themselves a good old shootout. This is going to be a fun one. Matter of fact, Jordan Love says, man, that C.J. Stroud guy, oh, he's damn good.
You know, what he did last year as a rookie was very, very impressive. You know, you don't see too many quarterbacks come in and, you know, be able to go out there and ball out the way that he did. So definitely a testament to, you know, the way he's worked and prepared to get there. But, you know, proud of him for sure. And like I said, you just don't see too many quarterbacks. So when they do come in and play well right away, you know, that's very cool to see.
That's just going to be fun. You're going to be up in Lambeau Field. D'Amico Ryans used to crack skulls for the Houston Texans. He says, Lambeau Field, October. Thank God it's October and not December. I'm excited to go.
Lambeau is a special place. I told our players that today it's a special place to play. You talk about, you know, the history of football, right? It's always special to play there, and it's even more special when you can get a victory in Lambeau, because they always have, you know, a tough team. It's always a tough battle there. Guys, be prepared. But I want our guys really, you know, understand the atmosphere, right, and really just take a look and look around and see how special that place is. And like I told him today, it's even more special when you get a win. It's not going to be tough, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough, right? They're a tough team, really well-prepared team. We have our hands full, but man, I want our guys to embrace the moment of playing in Lambeau.
I'm going to take the Packers just because they're playing at home. That's how close I think this is going to be. This is going to be one of those back-and-forth games. I don't think it's going to go maybe further than, you know, maybe the 20s for each of the teams. I think that'll be the max. But this is going to be an aerial assault. I'm only going to pick the Packers because of home field advantage. Hickey, who do you think would win this matchup between the Texans and the Packers?
I like the Texans in this game. I think they're playing really good football on both sides of the ball. And I do trust right now the passing attack of Houston a little bit more. Even without Nico Collins, I like Houston.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I would say let's make a friendly wager, but neither of us really bet, so we'll see what happens.
Our egos are on the line.
No, not really.
Which is enough for some. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, look at this. New York Mets. What, Hickey, what are they down? They need one more out to go to Los Angeles?
I guess you're ahead of me. Yeah. Oh, one more. Come on. One more to go to L.A. to win two games.
One more out. The New York Yankees lead the Guardians 2-0. Their game just got underway in Cleveland. It's still in the first inning. The New York Mets, they're down to, well, the Dodgers are down to one out. You know what? We'll take a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll take a break. We'll give you an update on this game. Are the New York Mets going back to Los Angeles for Game 6? Or are the Dodgers extending the series? I'll give you an update on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think. O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Congratulations to the New York Mets. The New York Mets defeat the Dodgers. The final score is 12-6. They will now have a game 6 in Los Angeles. The Dodgers lead the series 3-2. This is the first win that the Mets had against the Dodgers at Citi Field this season. All season long, regular season, postseason, the New York Mets were 0-5 at home against these Dodgers. Now they go back to Los Angeles, staying alive here in the National League Championship Series. This was a little bit of a beatdown from the beginning until the Dodgers decided to put these runs back up on the board, putting a scare into the New York Mets. But the Mets are still alive. They fly to Los Angeles to continue their hopes of making it to a World Series. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, Ohio, the New York Yankees, thanks to a two-run home run by Juan Soto, the New York Yankees, they now lead 2-1. Looks like we had a sacrifice fly here by Cleveland. I think Ramirez with a sack fly. And so the Yankees now lead 2-1. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Between the Yankees and the Guardians, this just looks like it's going to be one of those games. This is going to be a tough one all the way through. Edwin Diaz from the New York Mets, he helped shut the door on the Los Angeles Dodgers, helping them to turn things around. Pitched two innings, a six-out save, only gave up one hit and struck out two to help hold things down for the New York Mets. They were not going to test fate making Edwin Diaz go out there and work two innings. He just spoke to Fox Sports, and he says, you know what? We're the New York Mets. We don't quit.
We came always with the same mentality, you know, our goal was winning this game and go back to LA, you know, and we did it. We played a really good baseball against a really good team, but at the end of the day, the guys did their job, the bullpen did a really good job, and we got the W.
Yeah, they got the W. They go back to Los Angeles. Pete Alonso got everything started early. Three-run bomb in the first inning. Lindor is tripling, scoring guys. At one point, the Mets led 8-1. And in Pajes, this man hit two home runs, one in the fourth inning, one in the fifth. Mookie Betts hit a home run. Wasn't enough. The New York Mets are going to Los Angeles. Hickey, you feeling good now? You feel all right?
I'm feeling good, yes. Needed this outburst. Bullpen game from the Dodgers here Sunday night. There, JR, they're winning the series.
The Mets.
The Mets are winning. They're winning the World Series this year. But they're winning this series, and they are going to the World Series. They're winning two games in LA, coming back, and ripping the Dodgers' hearts out.
So what version of the Mets is this? Like, we've had the Miracle Mets. Do these Mets have a name? Like, what are they called?
They don't. But maybe, like, you know, in a few years from now, they'll get this. The Meme Mets. How about that? Meme.
Oh, my God.
M-E-M-E. The Meme Mets.
We have fully stepped into 2024. The Meme Mets. What's the meme? Grimace?
Well, Grimace. You have OMG. You have the first veteran of the game. His name was Seymour Wiener. That got a lot of attention on social media.
Oh, my God. I remember that. honored a veteran named Seymour Wiener.
Yes, sir. On opening day, nonetheless.
Is he like the last person in America with that name?
I would think so. He was an older gentleman, as you could imagine.
Of course.
Seymour. Yeah, I don't think you get too many Seymours nowadays.
There's really, and I don't think this is just a Simpsons joke, there has to be one living American with the name Seymour Butts. Has to be. Right? It has to be. There has to be an American named Seymour Butts. Has to be.
Isn't it a parental obligation if your last name is Wiener Butts? You can't just name him Tim, John, Alice.
Okay. Tim Butts.
You got it, right? You got to lean into it a little bit.
You have. Well, I mean, we've gone into the booties before. Excuse me. Oh, man. Okay, that didn't come out the right way.
JR, no context is a fun one.
All right. Hopefully that doesn't get clipped. Clipped and used against me. I'm going to see that on the internet. I would say tomorrow, but tonight, I guess. All right. No, we've talked about this conversation on a Friday. There's no way to say this. We've talked about the Booty family, okay? We've gone through it. What's the kid playing now? What's his name? General Booty?
General Booty. See, there you go.
No, General is playing now.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm saying, he gets kind of playing into a little bit.
They started off with, quote unquote, regular names. Okay. John, David, and now we've graduated to General. Like, if General Booty has a child, what does he name his kid?
Jason?
No. Jason Booty?
Chasen? You know, Chasen.
Chasen. Chasen. Chasen Booty. Chasen Booty. Oh, my God.
If it's a female, maybe Bodacious?
Now, you can't name your daughter. You call your daughter first name Bodacious? What do they call her for short? Bod? Bo Booty?
Bo Booty? Mo? Maybe Mo? Mo Booty? Monique? How about Monique? Mo for short.
Monique Booty? Let's put it this way. There is no appropriate name. None. When your last name is Booty. You can go, I don't know, to the Office of Vital Records and change your last name. You know that, right? But you got to be proud of yourself, right? Are you just being disrespectful to your ancestors? Like, what is this?
I mean, not that Hickey's on the same level as Booty, but I mean, you know, I hear jokes about Hickey. I like my last name. I'm proud of it. You can't shed that.
What, Booty?
You can't shed the last name. You can't even if your last name is Wiener. I know someone whose last name is Wiener.
Anthony?
No,
not him. hope you don't know him.
That last name, though, is fitting for him. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys named Wiener. Yeah, I know a lot of them. Yeah.
Right? You can't ditch it.
But Booty?
Would you rather have Booty or Wiener as your last name? I'd rather have Booty.
I feel like we're third graders.
Well, thank you to the Mets for getting this conversation going. Thank you to Seymour.
Yeah, Seymour. What's the guy, Seymour Wiener? Oh, my God. I don't know. Would I rather have Booty or Butts as my last name? Wiener, is it Wiener or Butts? Which one did you ask me?
Wiener or Booty.
Wiener or Booty.
If you want to include Butts as well, Butts is also in the mix.
As a last name, I'd take Booty.
All right.
I'd take Booty over Wiener.
But I guess you'll keep your last name Sport Brief for now. You're not looking to change that one?
Yeah. Sport Brief is a fine last name. Oh, my goodness. Marco Belletti, do you care to contribute to this conversation?
No, this is where you can pull me into? Whether I like Booty or Wieners?
Now, that would be clipped.
No. And so we were talking about the New York, for anyone who is lacking context. We were talking about the New York Mets and their victory over the Dodgers tonight, 12-6. I asked Tiki, you know, we've gone through the miracle Mets and this and that, and if these Mets bounce back, like, what do you call them? And he said, the meme Mets. You know, this season has been full of memes and just unusual things. From Grimace, even the gentleman, the veteran that was honored at the Mets' first home game, his name was Seymour Wiener. And then it was just like, I know there's another guy out there. Like, there's a... Marco, don't you believe? How many people in America? 300, 350 million, something like that?
Sure, I don't know the number. Go ahead.
There has to be an American in this country whose name, and it's not a Simpsons joke, his name is Seymour Butts. Has to be. There's some man who is like 70, 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Seymour Butts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, right?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
And then it started, made me think about, you know, like, that's an interesting name. Like, the Booty family, General Booty and John Day, like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I said, you can change your last name, right? And if you think about this, I'm going to Google this because you can look up, what is a word? Is it the etymology of a name? Like, where it came from.
Right.
Booty didn't always mean ass. It couldn't have. Right?
So, yeah. I don't know. Is that recent that we turned out? I feel like you might have known. It's just that, you know.
If you, in 18, let's go back in time. Not that we can.
That far back?
In 1890, okay? Was a gentleman walking down the street saying, Booty? I mean, baby got back? Like, no, who was saying Booty?
True, but I think they would have known what it meant.
There was probably a guy or a woman with a booty, and the name was Booty, and they called that person Booty.
And it was more of like a pirate bounty?
That's what Booty. Yeah, that's what etymology, yes. Look at you. You're a genius, Marco. Yeah, that's right.
So it's the treasure. The booty was the treasure.
Okay, we're putting this together. Okay. Yeah. How about that? The booty was the treasure, as it still is.
Well, depending on
what?
No. Just depending. Oh. Maybe it is the treasure still. I don't know. It depends on, you know.
Icky, is the booty the treasure?
Depends on Mark. I'm just curious for this, you know. Depends on what? Personal preferences?
I don't know. Depends on, I don't know, personality, I guess.
Different strokes for different folks?
Yeah, you never know.
I didn't think on a Friday I'd be looking up the etymology of booty and having a discussion on airways. I would only do this on Friday. If this was Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or even yesterday, I would not be sitting around having this conversation.
So you're only about the booty on Friday. You're not about the booty on Tuesday.
No, the conversation.
Interesting.
No, the conversation.
Good call, Mark.
Okay. No, the conversation. No, it's a Friday conversation, not a, you know, different places for different things, right?
Right. You know, I think I just stopped myself from getting fired on that comment that I was just going to make. So I'm gonna just say yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, Booty, middle. found a definition.
Holy hell.
What? A booty, okay? It's Middle Low German. Late Middle English. Originally denoting plunder acquired in common.
See?
Exchange, distribution of uncertain origin. But yeah,
I
like
the plunder.
Oh man, if I already know the definition of plunder, and plundering booty is just gonna get us all out of here. Okay, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're gonna come back and take a break. We're gonna talk about the New York Mets. We're gonna give you an update on the Yankees. We're gonna talk more football. And how about this? The New York Mets and Yankees, they aren't the only team that could win a championship this year. There's another team that is getting very close. We'll talk about them as well as I continue to explore the dictionary. 855-212-4227. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you from Atlanta, home of Outkast, on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you the New York Mets, they handle business. They beat the Dodgers. 12-6 is the final score. The Mets, they still trail in the series 3-2. But they stay alive. They go to Los Angeles to play game 6 on Sunday. If the Dodgers win another game, well, it's curtains for the Mets in their season. A chance at the World Series is on the line. Pete Alonso hit a 3-run home run to get things started for the New York Mets early. Pete Alonso, he said he feels so good to contribute to the W. This is what he told Fox after the game.
Well, every at bat, I take the same, have the same, same tenacity, same approach. I mean, at the end of the day, this is postseason baseball. It's about having fun, and I'm just so happy I got to come through for the team right there. It's a big spot, and I'm just happy to make an impact. I mean, this group, this clubhouse, so tight knit. It's this is definitely one of the most special teams I've ever played for, and I mean, just to come through for the boys like that, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy I could do that.
In every elimination game that Pete Alonso plays for the New York Mets, it could be his last. This man is going to be a free agent when the season concludes. He could return to the New York Mets or he could end up elsewhere. So you know that he is certainly on, I don't want to say pins and needles, but he's feeling and understanding where he is at this point in his career. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Tom is calling from Myrtle Beach. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
Okay, well, first let me get about the Seymour part, and then I'll talk about the baseball. My middle name is actually Seymour. And when I don't know when you make confirmation, fifth or sixth grade, well, you have to pick a confirmation name. Well, my father, I'm a junior, he, thinking he would be a funny guy way back then, he chose for his confirmation name to be Peter. So I heard that story, and I just figured at that age, well, I'll just pick the same name that my father did. So, because every time they said that name, they laughed. So, but the nuns at the school found out what I was going to pick, and they wouldn't let me pick a confirmation name. So my name is not Seymour Peter.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations to you, Tom. Seymour Tom. Okay. Tom Seymour.
I feel the Dodgers have all the pressure in the world in them. And I just heard your interview with Pete Alonso. He talked about the playoffs are about having fun. I think for the Dodgers, it's we got to prove that all this money we're paying is worth it or bust. And I think if early in that game the Mets hang around, I think the pressure's going to get to the Dodgers. I definitely think if it gets to Game 7, the Mets are going to be in the World Series. They just seem to be having one of those special seasons. The Dodgers are going to start thinking about, oh, no, here we go again, all this money, and people are going to start criticizing us. So I'm not a gambling man, but I'm kind of leaning for the Mets for those reasons to win these next two games.
I think that's going to be a tough one to pick up two in Los Angeles. I mean, if there is another game in Queens, New York for the Mets, it's going to be in the World Series. I'm going to pick the Dodgers to hold on to win this series just because the odds. I know they're throwing out a bunch of bullpen dudes to kind of get through this game. I'm very interested in seeing. Hickey, is there any thought as to who the Mets are going to put out there for Game 6 yet?
It will be Sean Manaea.
Okay. That's an ace. That's a good one to put out there. That's a good one. Mets, hold on. Yeah, they have them.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Do I hear the tide turning in your voice, JR? Bullpen game for the Dodgers. Manaea on the hill for the Mets.
No.
Are we rethinking maybe what you said before?
I don't know how it's going to end, if it's one game or two games, but I'm picking the Dodgers. I'm picking the Dodgers. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am. I'd love to see the Mets out there. I hope. Hey, Tom, you got the Mets winning. You said that already, right?
Yeah, and you know what? You just said that starting pitcher for the Mets would be, I think there's karma there. It sounded to me like you were saying Curt Schilling.
What?
So there's just...
Okay.
The pitcher for Game 7, I mean, for a second I thought, wait a second, that sounds too much like Curt Schilling.
Oh, okay.
I think all these things are pointing in the Mets' direction.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you, Tom Seymour, for calling from Myrtle Beach. You take it easy, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Drive safe. Hickey, what you have to do now, you have to fly to Los... Well, you can still make it to Queens, maybe not. You have to get to Sean Manaea. You have to hit him in the ankle so he bleeds through his sock. And then that, you will then ensure victory.
Sean Manaea and Curt Schilling?
Yeah, where the hell them two guys come from?
I thought Tom Seymour made a lot of sense up until that point. And now I'm nervous. He was on a roll. He's making a lot of good points, and all of a sudden we had to drop that one in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Curt Schilling's name hasn't been uttered here on the show in I don't even know how long. There's been no reason. What has he done lately? Nothing?
It's been quiet.
Is he allowed on the internet?
It's a fair question. I don't know the answer to that one.
Legitimate question.
Holy cow.
Has he been... By the way, I see Twitter is changing the block feature. Did you see that?
Yes. To where, what? If you're public, people can still see your tweets, right? Is that how it works?
So an idiot like me can understand. I think it means, like, Jalen Rose blocks everybody, right?
Okay.
Including me. I think I've been blocked by Jalen. I can talk to him. The man will talk to me in person. But I'm blocked in life. I don't know what I ever said. Probably nothing. So my understanding is with the change to the feature, I will now be able to see his stuff, but I can't respond to it, I think is what it is, or can't message him and stuff.
So that only now promotes, I guess, more hateful discussion, right? Because that's, for the most part, you block someone because they say something nasty to you.
Isn't that what Elon Musk wants? Is that what he wants, right?
More hate speech? Yeah, that's what he seems like he's angling for.
What did he say? He says we need more. He's a speech absolutist. Say whatever, Hickey. Just say whatever. You know?
Well, people do on Twitter. They're not shy about that.
Yeah. I guess this guy's a billionaire. He just, I don't know. Detached from the real world, I guess. I don't know. He's building robots and cars. He's in his own world. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. You know what? I mentioned the New York Mets. Yeah, they got to win two more games to try to win a championship. I said that they are not the only New York team trying to go for victory. How about this? Right now, this minute, this second, the New York Liberty are taking on the Minnesota Lynx. They are one game away from winning their first championship. This is a back-and-forth matchup in game. They're heading into the second half, or excuse me, I should say halftime, of the Liberty 42, the Lynx 41. New York leads the series 2-1 in the WNBA Finals. It's the best 3 out of 5. This will be the Liberty's first championship. They're one of the inaugural teams in the WNBA. They've never won a title. They've gotten close quite a few times, including last year, but lost to the Las Vegas Aces. Breonna Stewart, they call her Stewie, she says, you know what? In order for us to win this game, we got to lock in.
We know we're one game away from winning the championship. And I think that they're going to give us their best shot. They're going to give everything they've got. And you know what? So are we. The turnaround is quick, but we're going to continue to be ready. There's a lot of things that we didn't do right tonight and have a kind of quick memory. I think that we're happy we got this win, but the job's not done.
Yeah, well, this is a close one. Minnesota is not giving up. They're playing at home. Minnesota is. And so the Liberty. Hickey, I'm about sick of them. I'm sick of the Liberty. I've been sick of them since inception.
Wait, what?
What?
You're sick of them?
Yeah, they just need to win. Like, come on now. I'm sick of them that way.
Oh,
I'm sick. I'm so tired of this.
Of them getting close.
Yeah, like they're like the Boston Red Sox before the Red Sox broke the curse. Like they'd be close, but the Yankees would always beat them. Like this Liberty team from day one. Like they would play in the finals against Houston and then lose, and then they go back the next year and then lose. It's sad. And here we are in 2024, almost 30 years since they started, and they still haven't won a title. We've had teams that have come and gone that I don't even remember. Like there was a team. Remember the team in Sacramento, the Monarchs?
Yes.
I don't even know where they're at. Do they? They used to have a team in San Antonio. Are they still there?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, like, teams bouncing around. We got a team coming up in San Francisco, and the Liberty still haven't won a title. Come on, get it over with already. Please, let one New York team win, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be back on the other side. I give you an update on the New York Yankees and the Guardians. We'll talk more NFL. We got a lot to do. Don't move.